Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So I thought we would talk about Christmas gifts in the office, because we talked about parties earlier in the week, and you know, this is always a confusing thing. You know, we give gifts to our clients, and we have had gift giving in the office, which we kind of killed. well, because it gets expensive, but I know that it's a problem. You know, what do you give your coworkers? What do you give your boss? What happens if you don't want to give and then they give you something?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It can get a little confusing. But I did read an article in Inc. before we came in here, which said it is top down, that you don't have to give your boss a gift.
Oh.
It says Inc. 2015. And I thought, you know, that's probably right.
Uh-huh.
Because they probably make 10 times more than you. Or they make more than you.
Do you give your boss a holiday card if you're doing holiday cards?
Well, I think a holiday card is fine.
Yeah.
And I also think, you know, something personal, like if you were going to bake, like if you were going to bake cookies, that would probably be fine.
See, I think, and I agree with you, but I think the thing that's so interesting about gift giving, and we were talking about this before too, is that the gifts often are either food, sugar, chocolate.
Bad.
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, they're like rich gifts, or rich food and drink gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're, I mean, the last podcast was about someone who doesn't drink, and they go to a Christmas party. What if you don't drink and you keep getting bottles of wine as a gift?
Well, you know, my father didn't drink, and his clients always gave him liquor. And by the end of his life, I was just throwing away bottles of alcohol that he had accumulated. Very expensive alcohol for 40 years.
Yeah.
So, that's what people do. They put it on their shelf if they don't drink. Because you never know. Someone may come over and want it. But,
So that's an interesting question, too, is what do you do, or even what are appropriate, if you give from the top down, you said, what are appropriate gifts to give?
Well, another thing the article said, and I tend to agree with this, is money is usually what people want, and it could be in the form of a gift certificate. It doesn't have to be a bonus. It could be, you know, a gift card to maybe their favorite fast food or their favorite Starbucks, you know, or coffee, where they get their coffee. It could be something like that, or even a department store, a place you know they like to shop. So that's another way to give without really having to, you know, stress about what actually should I give this person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially, I was thinking now we were talking about shopping. Kathy and I were talking about shopping a little while back, and that it's so much of it is online. So you could give an online gift certificate, right? As just basically, which is cash for shopping that you could do, that you don't even have to go to the store.
I mean, I think, you know, for your staff, you want your staff to read. So Amazon could be a great gift. So that potentially they buy books, but they may end up buying underwear.
I mean, or a blender, you never know.
Yeah, right. Or scale. I want to get a scale from Amazon. You can get anything.
But that's a great idea, because that's sort of, that's similar to an American Express gift certificate or a gift card or whatever. And that's amazing. I don't know if you all go to the CVS gift card centers. I usually am scrambling there by the time the holiday rolls.
You go to the drugstore for your gifts?
For the gift cards?
They have so many
gift cards.
Gift
they have
cards.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that could be a creative thing to do, is sort of pick one that you think fits a different, you know, for each employee, something that fits something you know about them.
Right. You can do that, or I think that's true about the American Express. That's very generic. You can go out to dinner, or you could buy something.
Right.
You can use that just about anywhere. Right, so I think that has become sort of the safe way of doing it. Now, I have gotten gifts from bosses that were great.
Yeah.
I've gotten, you know, handbags and makeup. I've gotten really nice, thoughtful, expensive gifts, things I would not have bought myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scarves.
But they were based, it sounds like, on knowing you a little
bit. Right.
And that, I think, is the key, is that you don't want some big bauble that you'll never use, you know. I don't know. Right.
I've gotten those too. That's called the regifting program. That goes right out as soon as it came in.
Well, to think about, too, if you're going to do it, what would be a gift that would be appreciated that's not about your taste, it's about theirs? I mean, I guess that's my thing about gift giving, is to really think of the other person rather than what you think would be great for
them. Well, that's part of problem. Part of the problem with gift giving is that people do give you things they really want, and they haven't really thought about you. So, I mean, but I think let's just get back to the office, because what do you give your coworkers everything? Like, what do you do? Because once you start that, you're sort of in that trap.
Yeah.
Of like every year, I've got to give 15 people gifts, and it's expensive.
You know, most offices, though, have figure out something, and maybe
Secret
that's something.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa, or there's a thing, Yankee Swap, which is an hilarious game where you get to basically swap. If someone gets something you like better than what you got, you get to swap it with them.
I've done that, yeah.
Yeah. or they do, I don't know. Well, I guess it's a Secret Santa and Yankee Swap, basically. Mm-hmm. But that's a sort of orderly way.
But I think people still feel compelled to give their closest coworkers some sort of a gift.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I can see that. Your workplace friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you given holiday gifts to your colleagues, coworkers?
We used to do Secret Santa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's also tough, too, because you usually have a limit, and then it's like, if it's someone that you know, okay, that's easy to get something. If it's someone that you don't know, you're just like, I have no idea.
Right.
And you also don't want to, you know, get them something that's cheap, or cheap, cheap looking if there's a budget, you know. People go over the budget, and it's just a mess.
You know, this is a tough one to me, because I think, you know, there are some people that love Christmas and giving and getting, and they love the whole thing, and they start shopping months in advance. And then there's a lot of people, which I put myself in this category, that I find this just too commercial and forced.
Yeah.
And the pressure really, really bothers me.
You end up presenting having to do it too, right? I mean, that's part of what comes with the territory.
Yeah. It makes no sense to me, really, to have this pressure at this time of the year that you have to give all these gifts to people. I mean, you have to buy it and then look at home and then wrap it. And then I just find the whole thing just too much pressure.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one.
You know, thinking along those lines, there's another I've also seen in some offices that they'll do that you can make a donation to a cause or a charity that you really believe in someone's name, or you can offer them the opportunity to make that donation and you'll match it or something like that. So I think that's another way to go if you want the spirit of giving without the crap.
Right. Well, that's another thing. You just get so much stuff. You really need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that does go to the food piece, which I think is very generic and easy, you know, to give cookies and give candy. But then do we really need all that?
Right.
It's so much. So much.
So much consuming. Good for the economy, though.
I guess. For a certain part of the economy.
Capitalism.
The rest of us, business just dies off, and then business is not good. This is my holiday cheer. Sorry.
I think it's actually very interesting because it is, and Kathy, you're always bringing us back to this is, you have to think of this as part of doing business. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true, that in some ways you have to let go. You have to figure out, okay, part of the holiday season is giving thanks to certain individuals, depending. It may be your clients. It may be the staff who work for you. It may be someone who helped you out in a pinch. But whatever you do, it needs to be kind of right size. Mm-hmm. It needs to be something that if you have to repeat it the following year, it's manageable for you. And it needs to be thoughtful in a way that fits who you are. Mm-hmm. So those are really the criteria.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the most important thing is to not overthink it and spend money you don't have.
Right. That's so important.
I think it's really important to give something that is more of a reflection of you. And that's what I go back to, because I like to cook. Mm-hmm. I go back to either bake something or make something, you know, something that is from you.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'll tell you an incredible gift that my husband gave to one of his bosses, but he did it I think around the holiday season, but because he'd been thinking about it, he took a photograph of the building, mm-hmm. beautiful black and white photograph, and turned it into a print and then mm-hmm. mounted it and framed it. Mm-hmm. And that was like one of the best things he ever did.
Yeah. See, if you have that kind of a talent, that's a beautiful way to give of yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's more meaningful to people, right. I think, when you do that. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, it also shows another side of who you are.
Right.
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 So, which is good in terms of how you're viewed by your coworkers or your boss or your clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for those of you that are stressed out about this, just go as simple as you can.
Mm-hmm. Go as simple as you can. See it as a business activity, right, of sorts, and that you want to do in a manageable way. And what I would say is we feel your pain. If you don't like this, if you hate the materialism, or if you find it, I think that's a really good point, stressful financially for you. Mm-hmm. Don't endanger yourself financially just in order to show up with something for the holidays.
Yeah, I think there's small things that you can do that will be touchings, you know, that, look, no one remembers anyway, right? Do you remember the gifts you got?
At the holidays?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And professional gifts. I don't really remember.
No, I don't. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep them on my desk because it's something like a tiny glass jar with sand in it. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, I don't.
Like a little tchotchke.
You got tchotchkes?
Yeah, I've gotten many tchotchkes, which I appreciate, but, you know, I don't really do much with.
I tend to get food, which I don't, you know, I give away mostly.
It's also tough, too, if someone has, like, certain dietary restrictions.
Yeah. I'm going to give a bias of a gift that I really appreciate, if anyone wants to give me a gift, is that I really love ornaments, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. simple ornaments. And when you're talking about making food, we've had business owners, remember that one woman who was a milliner who made hat ornaments for all of her clients, which I thought was brilliant, right? Because they're going to remember her, and they were handmade and they were beautiful, but they were also a gift of thanks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if that's your thing, that's also, it's small and manageable mm-hmm. enough and something that you could get that really speaks to each person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But keep it as simple as possible. I think people get so, if they're into the holidays, they get so many gifts. Mm-hmm. They kind of don't really remember. Mm-hmm. It's more, the more thoughtful, the more likely they are to remember than just another thing that they're getting lots of.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm thinking now of another more fun thing is you could do a holiday recovery package.
What is that?
It's got Alka-Seltzer and Weight Watchers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a nasty gift.
Maybe I'll just give it to myself.
Membership.
Yeah.
Gym members. Exactly.
Yeah, a pair of workout pants a size too small.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
Scissors
the
to
elastic
cut up your
waistband.
Yeah.
Scissors to cut up your New Year's resolutions.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing.
Ugh. All right. Anyway.
Callie doesn't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I just say simple and I think you have to assess the culture of your company, whether this is something that everybody does and then you really don't have much of a choice. I think you don't want to be the person who doesn't do that, you know, doesn't give gifts.
Right.
But, you know, if it's not something, you know, if it's something that people, you don't do, then don't start it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can just send cards and.
I think we're saying two things. One is read the culture and then gift appropriately, but also really try to stay true to yourself, mm-hmm. right, without being resentful.
Right, yeah. Right. And happy holidays.
Join us next time for My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.